for today. A well-known story. It's the story of the parable of the sower. Let us stand and let's read it together. It's a wonderful story. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him, he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown on thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of the world choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. It's a story about being yoked or unyoked, huh? If you're yoked, you bear good fruit. If you're not, all these other things happen. And not so much happens in your life. Let's sing the prayer hymn before the sermon. Acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Together we say, Amen. You may be seated. In the parables which we read At one point, Jesus says, "Listen." And at another point, he says, "Let anyone with ears listen." It's Monday morning, July 10th, and I have no idea what my tonight is going to be like. It could be really good, or it could be not so good. Because yesterday we found out that our granddaughter back in Minnesota, Trina, has a tumor the size of a Nerf football in her lower abdomen. Reading our text for next Sunday, now remember, this is last Monday as I was doing this. Reading our text for today, the well-known parable of the sower story, the 9th verse of it, in light of this disturbing news about our granddaughter, jumped out at me, saying, "Let anyone with ears listen." As I thought about this, the thought occurred, maybe not listen so much to this text, but to the text that I preached upon yesterday, based upon being yoked to Jesus. All of a sudden, I said to myself, I've got to listen to my own preaching. I've got to listen to how I ended yesterday's sermon in the story I made up about Ole and Lena, about their being yoked to Jesus, about how their being yoked to Jesus got them through some tough times, some rough currents, some heavy swells. I said to myself, I guess now I've got to listen to my own sermon, and in light of next Sunday's text, I've got to listen to another illustration of Jesus, the parable of the sower. Of all the different kinds of soil and of all the different kinds of hazards, which boils down to the story of life, I must listen to how it relates to the disturbing news which we've just received about our Trina. I'm wondering, as I sat there last Monday, if this parable of the soil, which is the story of life, has something profound to say to me this morning. If I listen. If I listen. I don't like to hear of the hazards that some face in life. The weeds. The thorns. The ravenous birds. The scorching sun. All of which confound. All of which disturb, all of which disrupt growth, which all of a sudden and unexpectedly is my reality this morning, not knowing what evening will bring. Smooth sailing or heavy seas. It's Monday morning. A whole different Monday morning than last week's Monday morning, the day before the fourth. When I was on placid water, soaking herring, waiting for the magical moment of a bent rod and a heavy fish. But that was then. And now is now. What will my tonight be like? Nothing like a week ago, before the weeds, before the thorns, before the crows and the ravens, before the scorching sun. We never know, do we, about life? We never know, do we? Its many turns, the crevices that loom most every mountain climb. About all I can say about tonight is that tonight I will have to have a listening partner. And I will have to listen to my partner, to the Jesus to whom I am yoked. Whatever the news, the hoped-for word benign, or the other word, begins with C. I will have to read and reread the sermon I preached yesterday, which I expected my people to listen to and apply to their lives, and which now, in a new and meaningful way, I must listen to it and apply it to my life. A life about being yoked to Jesus. I must listen to what Ole told Lena last Sunday, that being yoked to Jesus got them through some tough times, some rough currents, some heavy swells, and that being yoked to Jesus, no matter what, has carried them and will also carry me. A couple of days ago, I asked not the skipper, because skippers don't usually like to be asked, but I was curious, so I asked a member of his crew, "So how'd you do?" in the first opening. Even being an unseasoned crew member, he knew the proper answer that a crew member should give, lest I spread some stuff around town. He said, "We were hoping for more." Isn't that always the answer? Even when things are going well, there's something about us that always wants more. When our hearts are heavy, there's something about us as humans, easily recognizable, easily understood, our humanity. It's who we are by nature. We always are wanting more. Even when our hearts are free from heartache and we see what appears to be greener grass, our humanity flourishes, convincing us that we ought not be satisfied with enough, but that we should push for more. So today, it's personal. I must listen to my own sermon of yesterday I may want more and more and more, but more is never enough. It's not more that I need. My need is to listen to Ole and Lena. I need simply to be Jesus yoked, to be firmly connected, to have a partner, so that when tonight comes, whatever the news, I will not be walking alone. Did not Jesus say to Ole and Lena, take my yoke upon you and learn from me? Did not Ole and Lena listen to Jesus when he said to them, come to me, all you who are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest? As I sit at my desk this early Monday morning, my suitcase packed and ready to head to Minneapolis, knowing as I begin to write this sermon, not knowing how it's going to end, that my dear granddaughter is just hours away from surgery, a surgery that will determine for her, at the tender age of 20, a gifted college junior, if she will be one of the lucky ones or one of those not so lucky. Jesus says, let anyone who has ears listen. Folks, that's you and I. It's not somebody else. That's you and I. Let anyone with ears listen. Listen to me. Come to me. Be yoked to me. Be connected. Let me be your partner. Come to me and I will give you rest. And so, as I leave for Minneapolis, I'll stop my sermon right here and finish it when I get home. It's now late Friday afternoon. 4 days have passed. Our day started in Minneapolis shortly after 4 a.m. and tonight our tired heads will be on familiar pillows. These 4 days, have not been the kind of days for which we had hoped and prayed. Ovarian cancer is not what we wanted to hear. For our daughter, our granddaughter, or for anyone. As a pastor, I am tired, blamed tired, of watching loved ones, my church family, my people, my friends, have their lives painfully changed and oftentimes shortened. Yet, in spite of the not so good, in the case of our granddaughter, the initial diagnosis is that she, if one is to have ovarian cancer, the particular kind that she has is the kind that you would want to have. Even though in her case there are some complications, as a tumor during its removal broke apart, leaving some cancer cells still in her body. that hopefully chemotherapy will destroy. You've heard many sermons based upon today's text, the parable of the sower. Every 3 years it appears in our lectionary. You've heard it preached by Pastor Mike. He was here 6, 7 years. He probably preached on that text a couple times. You've heard it preached by Pastor Carl. You've heard it preached by Pastor Moreau. Some of you have heard it preached by many of the pastors whose pictures hang on the wall in the Holy Cross House. And you probably even heard it preached from me 8 or 9 years ago. And while it's a great text for sermonizing, you really don't need to hear it preached again in a traditional way, because you already know it so well. The story of life. But couched within this parable, something really touched my heart. I share this simple thought about this text of the various soils, the seeds that are planted and the hazards that the seeds must face, the story of life. I share with you what this story that Jesus told has meant to me this week, this thought to which I have already frequently alluded. Verse 9. Let anyone who has ears listen. Listen to what? Listen to what Jesus says. Come to me. All you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Listen. Listen. It's not been an easy week. But I don't know what it would have been without Jesus to help me. I don't know what it would have been without Jesus to help Marianne. I don't know what it would have been like for Trina if she did not have Jesus in her heart. I don't know what it would have been for my family with whom we gathered. And I don't know what it would have been for you, how you could have helped us in the many ways that you have if you didn't have Jesus in your heart, yoked to him. And so, to all of you, who this past few days have been so good to us, we thank you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that we can be family, that we are family, your family, your children, who care for one another. Thank you for inviting us into your life. Thank you for coming into our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's stand and sing our hearts out.